The Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas, adapted for radio by Eric Scott, and a George Edwards production. At last, Griffo has returned to the De Franchi house with news that is both good and bad. He tells Madame de Franchi that her son Lucien is not dead, but a prisoner in the hands of the Gadici, who are planning to nurse him back to health and then flog him to death before the whole family. Griffo also brings a letter given him by the mailman, which is addressed to Louis. In this letter, Louis reads of Emilia Latouche, the young lady to whom he is betrothed in Paris, and her interest in a certain Captain Chateau Renaud. Louis, in a fury, says he will rush back to Paris, but Pierre reminds him that he now has a duty to his mother.
Don't you understand, Louis? Your mother is in the direst straits. She may need your help.
Oh, Pierre, I don't know what to do. This filthy letter. Emilia's in love with me. She worships me as I worship her.
Well, that may be the case. This letter may only be that of a jealous mischief maker. That's why I urge you to stay by your mother at the moment.
But what can I do? I'm not a mountaineer. I can't fight.
But you don't want your brother to be flogged to death?
Most certainly I don't. Well, perhaps you're right. Let's go into them now.
There's only one thing for it, madame. If we can bribe one of the servants, it is the only way.
And you and Louis can be waiting with horses down by the waterfall. I am wondering, though, if Lucien will be strong enough to escape. This dagger wound...
Oh, I can tell you about that, madame. It was a bad one and a deep one. But he is getting better, while already he is walking.
You hear that, Louis? Your brother is walking. It is just as I said. He didn't die. If anything had happened to Lucien, you would have had a vision. I am sure of that, quite sure.
You want my help in this matter, Mother?
Yes. Griffo thinks it might be possible to bribe one of the servants of the Gidici. But whether Lucien will be strong enough to escape, to climb down to the waterfall and to mount a horse, we do not know.
Need I be there?
It will be a fine deed for a De Franchi to help his own brother.
Yes, yes, of course I...
What is the matter? Louis... You have had bad news. The letter you received.
You'd better tell your mother.
I've talked often of Emilia Latouche, my betrothed.
So often that I feel I know her, almost as my own daughter. Don't tell me. Louis, is she ill?
Here's the letter, mother. It's not true, not a word of it. If you knew Emilia as I know her, you'd realize that slanderous letter's been written only so that trouble can be made.
There is a certain Captain Renaud who is attracted to her, and they are seen constantly together. Mark my words, you will lose her. Come before it is too late. A friend.
What am I to do? You need me.
You must go.
But you need me.
You must go, my son. Your first duty is to your betrothed. I am your mother, but I am old. Soon I will die. If this young girl is worthwhile, go and find out the truth of this letter. And who is responsible for...
Oh, Mother, you're so understanding, so wonderful. You only knew what I felt inside here. To think that I find you and understanding all in one.
I am your mother, I know.
But will I be failing you?
My son Griffo can wait below the waterfall alone. Perhaps, indeed, you might even be in the way, since as yet you cannot shoot or ride as an expert.
But I'll learn one of these days. I promise I will, so that I won't be a botheration as I am now. So that I'll be able to defend you against every one of these murderous Gadici.
Of course you will, my son. Go to Paris. Come back and find Lucien here. He is your twin brother. He will teach you. And together you will fight for me. And for the De Franchi name.
Glad you came today, Paul.
Only because it's too long to wait until tonight. Emilie, you will be at the opera.
Of course.
And you will meet me in the foyer.
Yes, but you shouldn't come here and call me so openly in the afternoon.
But don't you understand, Emilie? I'm getting impatient.
Put yourself in my place. It is most difficult, Paul. Your name is talked of in whispers in certain quarters. It seems that
I have a reputation?
Yes.
Have you any objection?
Oh, Paul, you know how I feel. I wouldn't care what they said about you.
Oh, what have they been saying?
I won't listen.
Little cheat, you have listened.
Well, it is said that there have been at least half a dozen women, and that you have deserted them all.
Ah, but I've never married one of them. And to you, Amelie, I offer marriage. And don't forget that rope of pearls.
Oh, Paul, why do I love you so much? I promised myself, ever since I was a girl of 15, that I would never really fall in love. I knew then that I would be beautiful. But I always said that my beauty would bring me all the happiness I wanted. And that never, never would I put myself in the power of any man.
Do you know why you love me?
Yes. Because you're handsome. Because you're a daredevil. And because...
Because I'm so much like you. Birds of a feather, Amelie. Tell me, what has your father said? Have you spoken openly about this?
I don't dare. Papa has noticed that I have danced with you quite a lot. That I have talked with you quite a lot. He approached me and told me I wasn't to see you again. If he hears that you're in the house now...
Surely he doesn't expect you to marry this Prevost, this man who is penniless.
But he is not penniless. That is just the point. Papa says he has money of his own. What is more, Monsieur Louis Prevost has made a great impression on Papa.
And I haven't. Well, Amelie, there is only one thing for us. And please say you'll agree.
No.
It's the only way.
No.
In 6 months, you'll be forgiven.
No.
Not when I put my arms around you. Not when I hold you close like this, my lips almost touching yours. Not when I say you're mine, and I'm yours, and the world is ours. Oh, Amelie, run away with me. Run away.
Yes. Yes.
Dino, have you seen Marianne this morning?
Yes, but she hardly spoke. You think I shall have to send her away, Pietro?
Or perhaps send the De Franchi away.
I know that she's worrying about him. How she must hate him. To feel restless, to feel unclean while he's under the same roof.
You have brought her up well.
When she was a child of 6, I told her the story. The story of the beginning of the feud. If you had seen her eyes then. The hate still lives, I think, today, when the De Franchi name is mentioned.
Well, there is good news today. Lucien De Franchi is almost well.
I made my inquiries much earlier than you. He walked around the rose garden 3 times this morning. I have already sent a messenger out. We shall all gather here at the end of the week.
But what of the police?
That's been taken care of. There are no police in the village, as you know. It'll be considered an act of violence, a criminal act, if Lucien De Franchi were to be flogged to death in the village. But here, in our own house, in the very rose garden where he walked, that's where we shall set the whipping post.
You think it's too great a risk to flog him in front of the village?
Yes. You see, should the police come, they'd be entitled to take charge of him. And we might, in the end, lose him. He must die, Pietro. You understand? He must die. Oh, here comes Marianne. Marianne! Marianne!
Yes, Father?
Well, haven't you a smile for me? All this week, your brows have been drawn, your mouth in a tight line.
Oh, why can't you leave me alone? There is nothing the matter with me, Father, nothing.
I have news for you, which might perhaps make you happier.
What is it?
We have fixed the day for the flogging. Sunday.
Sunday?
Yes. What is more, there will be at least 20 of us present. 20 of the Gadici to see the final humiliation of our enemy.
Sunday.
Well, doesn't the news please you? Marianne, are you ailing for something?
Oh, perhaps I am.
Master.
Now, what is it, Aldo?
The woman Lucia wants to speak with you urgently. She has left her patient and she's waiting for you at the bottom of the steps.
All right. Tell her I'll come straight away. No doubt our friend's been making trouble now he's getting better. I'll be back, Marianne.
Marianne, what is it?
Let go my hand.
Look at me, Marianne. I am your uncle. I think I have more understanding than your father. There is more than hate in your eyes. There is sadness. A haunted look. You have some private grief, haven't you?
No.
Now, won't you confide in me?
You're forever pestering me, both you and father. Can't I be left alone, or must I go away?
Now, why don't you go away? Something's worrying you. It worries us, too, because we love you, Marianne, and we don't understand.
I don't think I understand myself.
Marianne. Pietro.
Oh, what is the matter? What is it, Dino?
Wonderful news. The most wonderful news of our lives. Marianne, wait till you hear this. I could hardly believe my ears.
All right, tell us quickly.
I've been talking with Lucia. It seems that the DeFranci heard that she was nursing Lucien DeFranci back to her.
Well?
They have delivered themselves right into our hands. Our revenge will be even greater than I thought. It'll be in our power to wipe the DeFranci out completely.
What do you mean, Father?
One of the DeFranci have approached Lucia. They have bribed her to help Lucien DeFranci escape.
What?
Tomorrow night at midnight. They'll be waiting by the waterfall with horses. A servant Grippo and, mark this well, Madame de Franchi herself.
Oh, no.
They'll be waiting while Lucia escorts Lucien from his prison. Into our hands have they come. The last of the de Franchis. The last of them.
It seems that Griffo's attempts to bribe the servant in the Gadici household may lead to dire catastrophe for the DeFranchis. Make sure you hear the next enthralling episode of The Corsican Brothers.